I believe that even though we don't always get what we want, we do get what we need.
I believe in mentors.
I believe that everybody who is different still has a chance.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Have you noticed how nature manages to teach us remarkable things? Sometimes about our own lives and sometimes about life itself. In his play, As You Like It, Shakespeare wrote, "And this our life, exempt from public haunt, finds tongues in trees, books in the running brooks, sermons in stones, and good in everything." And these words echo the sentiments of this week's essayist, Mike Fink.
Robin's egg blue, my favorite color. Our bedroom window in Providence overlooks a jutting roof, narrow but with a gutter. I am greeted at dawn with a visit from a cardinal, or a sparrow, or perhaps a squirrel. A redbreast started to build her nest among the leaves in the eaves. She dropped one single turquoise egg on the shingles and then abruptly took off. The little living treasure sat there through a day and a night. I said to my wife, "Open the window. I'll climb out and place it safely under our lamp to keep it warm." She had her doubts. I could slip, fall, break my neck. I thought, there is a ladder in the tool shed. Or my next-door neighbor has a better ladder. It could be done, this rescue. I have always, since earliest boyhood, wanted to tame a wild bird. I read a newspaper report about a boy who made a pet, a friend, from an orphaned English sparrow, which perched on his shoulder and stayed through the school day classes, quiet and placid. God has brought this gift to fulfill my desire. It is the divine eye staring me down to see if I am worthy to meet the challenge. A robin, mother or stepmom, came back, but flew away again. The egg stayed put. A question. Are those trucks noisily digging up the roads, disturbing the residential robin's instinct to find enough harmony between their homesteads and ours? Rains came, sunbeams shone, a full fortnight. My knowledgeable ornithological student told me an embryo doesn't start throbbing and developing until the brooding kicks in. It can lie dormant for a surprising period. I went home to find that the sacred ovum, the azure shell, had vanished into the void. Some hungry jay or crow has made off with a bar snack. I have left the moral of the story, and my genuine guilt for abandoning my dream as the robin abandoned her responsibility. I have the image in memory and mind. And my friends, former RISD students, have depicted the tale with camera and with paintbrush. This I believe, the line from the poet and painter William Blake, "A robin redbreast in a cage puts all heaven in a rage." I believe in the shift from potential pet to poetic parable.
Mike Fink is an English professor at the Rhode Island School of Design. He has published columns in a wide range of local and national magazines and earned the Providence Journal's Metcalf Award and the National Conference for Community Justice Award, as well as the Never Again Award for Journalism. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.